Hey, everybody. Okay. This is a sad one for me. So we found out that Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks died. For me, they were just one of my favorite bands, one of the best bands out there that were still doing it. And I know I'm not alone in thinking that, which has become very obvious. On Facebook and Instagram and all that, all the people I'm friends with also posting stuff about him. So it is not just me. And hopefully, if you're listening to this, you're already a fan. And if you don't know who the Buzzcocks are or who Pete Shelley was, then this will give you a little bit of an idea. So they were, I'm guessing a lot of people probably already know this, but Buzzcocks were one of the first punk bands to come out from England. They were Manchester, I believe. And they put out their first EP in, like, 77, so it was, like, you know, very early on. And that was with Howard Devoto on vocals, but he left, like, right after that. And so then Pete Shelley took over vocals, and could not be happier about that because his voice is just one of my favorites. I love it so much. So for me, I remember very distinctly the first time that I heard the Buzzcocks, and I was in London. I was 16. I just bought a punk compilation CD. And it was my intro into everything cool. I mean, obviously there was some stuff I already knew, but the Buzzcocks, they were a band that I had heard the name and I knew I was supposed to like them. So, they were on it and I was sitting in my room with my Discman, like listening in my headphones and heard this song. I'm going to play it for you. And completely just was like smitten with the band and with his voice. And I'm sure, again, I'm not alone with that. I'm sure everyone had a similar experience with the band, like kind of fallen in love with it. So the song that I'm going to play is Orgasm Addict.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines, so your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. But you still keep a beat and you meet to pulp, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're a kick Casanova, you're a no-chose pizza. Live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Christmas cakes, butchers, assistants and bellhops. You've had them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings. International women with nobody hair. Ooh, so well you're asking in an alley and your voice ain't steady. The sex mechanics are off, you're more than ready. You're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. He's got the He's an orgasm addict. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict.
Huh. Man. Yeah, so that was the song. And, you know, kind of, I mean, the sound is sort of the same as all their other songs, but the lyrics are kind of like, you know, dirty and silly and different than a lot of the other songs, in my opinion. But it's still one of my favorites. Classic Buzzcocks. They played that song pretty much like every time you'd see them. They'd whip that out. I don't know. This really fucking sucks. I'm like really sad. I'm gonna play some more songs. If you don't have any Buzzcocks records, then you should definitely go buy some. The first three are like just absolutely flawless, perfect records, just completely start to finish. Another Music in a Different Kitchen, Love Bites, and A Different Kind of Tension. And then there's also the compilation called Singles Going Steady that song is on that I just played. That one is also perfect, but it's all just a, you know, compilation of singles. So I'm going to just play like a song off of each or something and see where that gets me. The one song that I really love off of the first one, Another Music, is a song I played, I don't know, like a couple months ago on here. So I'm not going to play it again, but you should check it out. The song is Get On Your Own. His voice is like just, it's so cute. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. I'm going to play you a song called I Need. So perfect. All right, so my next pick is off Love Bites, and the song is called Nothing Left. So good. All right, and I'm going to do one off of A Different Kind of Tension. No. I'm going to play a song called I Don't Know What to Do with My Life. This is one I've related to for ever. Again, so that was one song each off of the first three, and then I wanted to know exactly what year this came out. I know I was in high school. Good grief. Okay, 2003. So yes, I was in high school when this came out. So this was like, I guess, like, the first, like, new Buzzcocks album that I was aware of and was into. And I'm going to play... I listened to this, like, obsessively. And I was just listening to it again today. I think it still holds up. So I'm going to play a song off this called Friends.
To be accused of sensationalism, but the way things are going wouldn't be like
Okay. So I just wanted to, I've been looking on, like Instagram and Facebook and whatever, like I said before, and, just wanted to read some of the, I don't know, like nicer little tributes, like Captain Sensible from The Damned wrote one of the longer posts, really. I'll just read part of it. I'm truly shocked to hear about the passing of our very good mate, Pete Shelley, an absolutely lovely bloke who it was always a total pleasure to gig with, which we did a lot. And as I'm firmly of the celebrate the life persuasion, in moments like these, I may take this opportunity to listen to some of those fabulous Buzzcocks hits to remind myself what an incredible tunesmith Pete was. Those melodies have to be about the catchiest in all of punk, don't you think? Oh, and then there's this little memory, too. The Buzzers and Damned toured Japan together, getting on for 20 years ago now, it must be, where apart from doing the shows, we all discover the joys of karaoke. Thankfully, there's no video of me and Pete performing Dancing Queen together. That would be something to see. Let's see, what else? The Addicts posted, absolutely heartbroken and saddened by the news of Pete Shelley passing today, one of the true punk iconic songwriters that heavily influenced the Addicts and paved the way for so many. He had a beautiful voice and heart. Thank you, Pete. Rest in peace, friend. Who else? The Crocodiles. R.A.P. Pete Shelley. Not only the greatest songwriter punk produced, but one of the greatest songwriters, period. His beautiful words ease the pain of countless heartbreaks. I'm sure many of you can relate to that. This past May, I was lucky enough to DJ their show here in Mexico City, and I feel so happy that I got to tell him to his face how much his music means to me. I'm sure I was the 10 millionth fan to drunkenly gush to him, but he was still gracious and friendly. What an absolute legend. And John Worster posted, one of the highlights of my life is getting to sit in with the Buzzcocks in 91. I was in the opening band and Mike Joyce didn't make it to soundcheck. We did I Don't Mind and Ever Fallen in Love. Pete was very nice and I was impressed that he soundchecked in his stage clothes. He lived it. And let's see, who else was there? No, there's a quote from Jake Burns of Stiff Little Fingers. Buzzcocks were hugely influential with those layer guitars creating a wall of noise. I was a big admirer of Pete's pop sensibility. Songs like What Do I Get and particularly Ever Fallen in Love are simply classic pop records that will stand indefinitely. Stanley of the Dickies. A lot of bands in the late 70s were writing protest tunes. Pete wrote love songs. Soundtrack of our youth. R.I.P. Pete Shelley. Your songs will be played in love for many years to come. Let's see. Glenn Matlock wrote, I am totally shocked and saddened to just hear of the untimely death of Pete Shelley, a superb songwriter, artist, and sweethearted guy who was one of the very few originals of punk and a one-off even within that strange breed. My deepest condolences to his family and friends. What a loss to us and a sad day, indeed. Yeah. And then, not a famous person, but, a friend of mine, James, wrote something that, like, really summed it up nicely, I think, better than anything I've been trying to say. He wrote, Pete Shelley will always be my favorite fronter of 70s punk. Buzzcocks was a true singles band, even more so than the Ramones, because they traveled in various genres and always put something new into each piece. They focused on melody and inherited the Beatles' ability to borrow different styles effortlessly to convey an idea. Pete was the ambassador to this endeavor. A smarter, funnier, more tuneful punk band you'll never find, and Pete was our window into the world. He did such a fantastic job that even in death, those shutters remain open. So, thank you, James. You're always more eloquent than I could ever hope to be. I'm going to play one more song, and I'm just going to end on that, and I just want everyone to go out and buy as many Buzzcocks records as you can find, and his solo stuff is really good, too, but I'm just playing some stuff that I have on my iPod, because the records were kind of a pain in the ass to keep switching out, so, I'm just going to play one more song, but I did want to say, I'm going to see if I can use the picture for this. I do have a picture with him. I went to see the Buzzcocks. I've seen them a handful of times. I think, honestly, almost every time they came around, I was there. Except for when that album came out that I was just talking about in 2003, I was supposed to go see them, and it snowed, and I couldn't get into the city, and I was, like, really, really upset. Like, I was so fucking pissed. But every time after that, I think I've been able to see them. So it's been, you know, a handful of times. The last time was, like 2 summers ago. They were playing the, summer stage in Asbury, the Stone Pony. And, we did not pay to get in. We just stood out on the sidewalk, me and Bobby, and watched and listened from a crack in the fence. And, honestly, it was better. It was better than being in a crowd of sweaty people, but, that's just me. So yeah, a few years ago, went to see them at Union Transfer and snuck backstage like a badass. And yeah, so just kind of creeped around. But he was like all those other things I just read about him, that everyone said he was the sweetest, most gracious person, and he really was. I don't even know what I said to him. I probably did the drunken gushing thing that they mentioned. I honestly don't know what I said to him. But he was very sweet. He did not look annoyed that some strange girl he didn't know was bothering him. And he took a cute picture with me, and I treasure it. And I treasured it from back then even. And I guess more so now that he's gone. But yeah, just really a wonderful person from all accounts, and a super talented guy. And I've always just thought he had, like, the cutest voice. Like, so, I just loved it so much. So, I'm going to play you one more song, like I said. And this one is also found on Singles Going Steady. And it is called Why Can't I Touch It? Thanks for listening. I'm just going to play this and that's it. So, I'll be back next week with some Siren Records picks. But I couldn't let this happen and not do a podcast completely dedicated to him, because he was just one of my all-time favorites and a lot of people's favorites. So this is for you, Pete.